Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra daf Tes. We left off in daf Chesam Beis. We are at the Brisa, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. Says the Brisa, Tanu Rabbanan, we're continuing to discuss issues of distributing tzedakah funds. Tanu Rabbanan, Gabay tzedakah, Einan Rav Shain Lifrosh Zemizeh, Aval Parish Zeh L'Shar V'Zeh L'Chanos. If you have the two Gabay tzedakah that are collecting the funds, they shouldn't separate from each other entirely. But within a single city, one of them could go to the gate, the area of the gate of the city, the other one could go to the different neighborhood, the area around the stores of the city, whichever it is, as long as, Rashi says, as long as they can still see each other, as long as it doesn't seem that they've completely separated from each other, and it looks as if they came together. So that people could realize that it's a srara that two people are doing, it doesn't look like it's one person that has done it. Matza ma'os pashuk, l'yitna mitoch kiso, el nosan l'toch harnaki shal tzedakah. The Braisa continues with halachos relating to the gabai tzedakah. So if a gabai tzedakah finds money in the shuk, even though it doesn't have a simon on it and he's allowed to keep it, and he doesn't have to be machruz, let's say, but still, he shouldn't put it into his own wallet, he should put it into the tzedakah pushka, and then when he comes back home, he could take it out of the tzedakah pushka and take it for himself. Meaning it should be, if people see him publicly putting money into his own wallet, they're going to start to be choshesh that maybe he's putting tzedakah funds into his own wallet, and therefore he should never be seen publicly, even money that's rightfully his, he should never be seen publicly putting into his own wallet. If someone owed him $100 and he happened to have met the guy in the market, so the guy paid him back on the spot, even that money he shouldn't put into his own wallet. He should put it into the tzedakah pushka, and then when he comes back home, he can take it out of the tzedakah pushka and put it into his own funds. Period. Tan Rabban, another brisa relating to the gabay tzedakah. Gabay tzedakah she'in lemaniyim lechalek. If you have gabay tzedakah that don't have any poor people to give to, so they have all this small change, all this money, but they don't have anyone to give it to right now, so they're not going to get rid of the money. They need the money because in the future they're certainly going to be poor people, but you don't want to hang on to small change for a long time, especially since they used to have copper coins that would go bad if you would hang on to them for too long. So they would have to exchange it for higher value coins, meaning they'll exchange several smaller value coins for a higher value coin, which preserves a lot better. So partan la'achem v'in partan la'atzman. They would have to do that exchange using a different money changer, not by themselves, because people are going to be choshed that they're cheating the tzedakah funds if they're doing the money changing themselves. Gabay tamchei she'en lemaniyim l'chalek, and if they run a tamchei, which as we said is a food kitchen that would feed the aniyim, so let's say they don't have aniyim to give the food to, so again, if you leave the food around, it's going to spoil, so again, they would need to sell whatever extra food they had in order that they could keep it in money form so that they can keep it around until they're going to need it again. So when they have no aniyim to give it to, mochel na'acherim, they sell the food to other people, vein mochel na'atzman, they should not sell the food to themselves. If they sell the food to themselves, then it's going to look bad again. When it comes to tzedakah money, they shouldn't count the money by twos. They should count the money by one. Because if you count the money by twos, you take two and say two, four, six, eight, etc. So it's going to look like people, Rashi says, people might say that he's taking two and he's only counting one. That as he's taking $2, he's really only counting $1 and he's trying to cheat the tzedakah funds. So again, all of these halachos just relate to the fact that the gabay tzedakah has to be so above board, so above suspicion, every little behavior has to be done in such a way that no one should possibly suspect him of anything. So four lines from the bottom. Amar Abaye, Mereish, lo ava yasav mar atzipe de beknishta. Abaye said that it used to be that he wouldn't sit on the mats in the shul. Kivan deshama lahad detanya v'lishnosu l'kol ma sheyirtzu hava yasav. But once he heard the brisa that you're allowed to take these funds and change them for whatever purpose you need them for, then he agreed to sit on the mats in the shul. So what's the story? Where were the mats in the shul? What kind of funds were they bought from? So Rashi says, "Atzipe de beknishta machtzalo shel beis haknesses mishum demizavni luhu mimos hakupa," that they used tzedakah funds to buy the mats in the shul, meaning apparently they didn't need the tzedakah funds for tzedakah, but they had collected a certain amount of money for the sake of tzedakah. Now they had this extra money, so they bought new mats for the shul, they bought new benches for the shul with that tzedakah money. So Abaye originally didn't want to sit on those because he said this was bought with tzedakah money. But then he heard this halacha that you're allowed to be l'shanos l'kal mashiyirtza, you could change it for whatever you want, and he said it's okay, you could sit on it. Says the Rashba, from here you see a raya to the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that we saw yesterday in Tosfos Dibra Maschil v'l'shanos l'kal mashiyirtza. Right, the Rabbeinu Tam held that you're allowed to take tzedakah money and use it for whatever needs that the gabayim of the community think are necessary if it's not needed for tzedakah. And it's a kasha and the rimigash and the ra'im who hold that you're not allowed to take tzedakah that was designated for aniyim and use it for shar tzrachim and use it for other needs. So the Rashba says a major kasha on those shitos who argue on Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rashba's mitarets on behalf of those shitos, on behalf of the rimigash and the ra'im, that they'll explain that these mats were not purchased from money that was used for tzedakah, that was designated for tzedakah. The Gemara never says anything about money designated for tzedakah, it just says about mats in the Beis HaKnesses. And the Rashba explains that what actually happened was that there was money that was designated to buy mats for the Beis HaKnesses. Apparently the Beis HaKnesses didn't need mats, so instead they bought mats for the Beis HaMedrash. And that was what they refused to sit on. They didn't want to sit on the mats that were originally designated for the Beis HaKnesses, which is not tzedakah. It's tzarchei tzibur. And it was then changed for different tzarchei tzibur. And that's what Abaye heard, that it's okay to do that. You're not allowed to change tzedakah funds, but from one tzarchei tzibur to another tzarchei tzibur, that you are allowed to change. And the Rashba writes that they had a different girsa in the Gemara. The girsa that they had in the Gemara was actually mefurish. Lo ava yosef marat sipei tebe knishta bibei midrasha. That they wouldn't sit on the Beis HaKnesses mats in the Beis Medrash, because they took money that was designated to buy Beis HaKnesses mats, and instead they bought mats for the Beis Medrash. That was the issue over here. That's how the Rimigash and the Re'im will understand. The Rashba points out it's still going to be difficult for them because it is an Afna Mishnah in Meseches Megillah that you're allowed to sell the Beis HaKnesses the Kol Mashiyirtzu Chutz Me'arba'a Devarim. So you're allowed to sell Teva and buy Mitpachos, you're allowed to sell Mitpachos and buy Sfarim, etc. So it seems pretty clear that you should be allowed to sell the mats of the Beis HaKnesses and instead buy mats for the Beis Medrash. So to say that Abaye was confused at first or thought at first that it wasn't allowed is a little bit difficult. So that's Stamakasha on the sheet of the Rimigash and the Re'im, and on that Girsa, which by the way happens to be the Girsas Harif. Says the Gemara, Vaiter, Amra Abaye, Meresh Hava Avid Mar Trei Kisi, Chadani Yedi Alma V'Chadani Yedi Masi. Said, I used to keep two separate accounts, two separate pushkas. One for the money that's designated for Aniyim from the world, from elsewhere, and one for Aniyim from the town. Kivin Desham Lahad Amr Leshmol L'Rav Tachlif Abar Avdimi, Avid Chad Kisa. Once he heard what Shmuel said to Rav Tachlif Abar Avdimi, he made one big account of Asniel, and he just made a Tanai. What was the Tanai? Says Rashi, he made it tonight whenever he collected the money, even though it was really being given for Aniyeh Masa, for the Aniyim from that town, he made it tonight that he's going to be able to give it to whoever he wants to give it to, and because he made that tonight with those who were distributing the money, so then it was okay, he was able to use it however he pleased in terms of which Aniyim to give it to. So once he heard that that's what Shmuel said, so he did the same thing. Ravashi Amar Ana Asuni Nami Lo Tzarichna. The Kalduka Asi Adaita Didi Asi. Lamandabina Yivnale. Ravashi says, I don't even need to make a tonight with people who give, because everyone knows, anyone who gives money to my tzedakah fund already knows that they're relying on me to distribute money the way I want to distribute it. It's understood that that's the way it's going to work, and therefore it's not necessary to explicitly make any sort of tonight. Hanabay Trey Tavchi. It's a question whether you're Goris Beit Trey, right? The Bach takes out Beit Trey. That it's Hanu Tavchi, that there was a group of butchers or of Shochtim, the Shochtim Guild, right? That they all got together. Da Avdi in Yana Bahadi Adadi, to Kalman Da Avdi Yama De Chabri Nekru Lamashke. That they had certain days that they were allowed to work, and so that there shouldn't be too much competition. So they would have certain days where this guy's allowed to work, and other days where the other guy was allowed to work. If you worked on a day that wasn't your day, so they imposed within themselves, they made in their own bylaws, they imposed the knas that the hide of the animal would be torn to pieces of any animal that you slaughtered on a day that wasn't yours, so that you'd lose the money of the hide of the animal. And in fact, one of them worked on a day that wasn't his, and they imposed that knas. They went and they ripped apart his animal. So asul kamei de Rava, they went to Rava for a din Torah, chayvin Rava l'shlumei, and Rava was mechayvin to pay for the hide that they ripped apart, even though that was the deal that they made originally. So Ravim b'shlami l'Rava l'asiel kitzasam. So Shlamiya asked Rava, wait a second, we learned yesterday l'asiel kitzasam that the bnei Yair are allowed to make a tenai, that there are certain rules and regulations of how things are going to work, and we're going to and are allowed to impose penalties for violation of those rules. So aren't they by right allowed to impose such a penalty? Why are you being mechayiv him to pay? This was a penalty that was agreed upon. So lo hadilei Rava. Rava didn't respond to that question. So Rav Papa shap Rava de lo hadilei midi. Rav Papa said Rava did a good job by not responding to that question, because hani mili yehecha delek adam chashuv. Because you're only allowed to make such deals and such penalties when there's no Adam Chashuv around. But when there's an Adam Chashuv, you need to consult with the Adam Chashuv before you make such a penalty. So you understand why Rava didn't respond. What was he going to say? I'm an Adam Chashuv and you can't do this without me? He knew that that was the halacha, that it was not a binding agreement without consultation with him, because he's an Adam Chashuv, but he didn't want to say it. He didn't want to have to say, look, I'm an Adam Chashuv, you can't go ahead without me, it would look like Gaiva. So Rava did the right thing by giving his psak, telling his opinion, and not responding to the logic of his opinion, because then it would look like Gaiva if he actually responded to it. The Rush is medayik from here, that when we say that the city is allowed to make a tanai and allowed to make bylaws and rules and regulations governing the city funds, that it's lav dafka a city, that all the people in a particular profession are also considered like a city in this regard, that they also have the rights to make their own rules and regulations, and they too have to consult an Adam Chashuv. And the people and just like people from a certain profession would have to consult an Adam Chashuv, a whole city that made rules and regulations amongst them would also have to consult an Adam Chashuv. That it's all the same, it has the same rules, whether it's an entire city or just the entire people from a particular profession. Tan Rabbanan. Ein mechashrim b'tzedakah in gabay tzedakah. We don't cheshbin out where all the money went to with gabay tzedakah. We don't have to keep close cheshbin with the gabayim to make sure that the gabayim could account for every last penny. V'lo b'hegdish v'megazbarin, and the same thing with the gezbari hegdish. V'afbi shein raya l'davar zecha l'davar. And even though there's no strong proof to it, at least we have a remez to it. Shenamar, because the pasuk says. In Malachim, v'lo yichashu es ha'anashim asher yitnu es ha'kesef al yadam laseis talsei ha'malacha ki ve'amuna hem osim. Right, that we don't make a cheshbon because they're doing be'amuna. So since these are trustworthy people, we don't have to go and make a cheshbon. And that's why we're not going to make the gabay tzedakah account for where every penny went. Now, why isn't that a raya? That sounds like a pretty good raya. Why is that only a zecher l'davar? So Rashi says that Shein Raya L'davar, the Loba Gabay Tzedakah Ksiv, because the pasuk is not about Gabay Tzedakah, El B'Gizbari Hagdash, Anosnim Libam La'osya Melacha, Sha'apolim Rubam L'mlachus Harbid L'godun L'chotzve Evin L'ksafim L'chamarim L'knos Eitzim V'avnei Machtzav. It's referring to the Gizbari Hagdash, who have so many employees. It was such a huge operation. There were so many people doing so many different jobs. V'ef shalamad al cheshbon. We couldn't demand of them to keep an exact cheshbon because there was constantly money flying this way, that way. It would have been a Herculean task to keep in mind, to keep a cheshbon of where everything was going. Tamrin Balma, Balbais Tar Bepaulov Uvinchi, right? That a Balbais is very busy with all of his workers. It's very hard to keep close cheshbon. So the Gezbari Tzedakah had too much going on. So that's why it's not a raya to the Gabay Tzedakah. Tosa says different. Tosa says, Valf Pishen Raya L'davar Zeich L'davar, Raya Gemura Eina, Deshaini Hasam Shoyu Tzadikim Gemurim. It's not a raya from there, because this pasuk was talking about, it's pasuk in Malachim Beis, this pasuk was Dafka talking about in Shlomo Amel's time when they were building the Beis HaMikdash, there were Tzadikim Gemurim that were involved. So that's why you didn't have to keep close cheshbon. But regular guys, you would have to keep a close cheshbon. Why does Tosos not want to say like Rashi? So if you look back at the Gemara, how did the Gemara say it? That you're not supposed to keep a cheshbon with the Gabay Tzedakah, and also not with the Gezbari Hagdish, and even though there's no raya to that, no raya to what? So the way Rashi understands, there's no raya to the first of the two halachos. But the second of the two halachos, that you don't keep a cheshbon with the Gezbari Hagdish, that there is a raya to, because the Gezbari Hagdish are very busy, and the Pasuk says, Beferish, you don't keep a cheshbon with the Gezbari Hagdish. So Rashi understood that Ein Raya L'davar is only going on the first halacha. So that's why Rashi explains it the way he does, that Gezbari Hagdish are different than Gabbai Tzedakah. Tos says that's not what the Gemara sounds like. The Gemara says two halachos, and after saying both halachos says, even though there's no raya l'davar, there's a zecha l'davar. Makes it sound like both halachos are in raya l'davar. So why is it not a raya from that pasuk about the Gezbari Hagdash? Tos says because that was a unique time in history. The Gezbari Hagdash at that time were tzaddikim gemurim. So it's not a clear raya from that pasuk. It's only a zecher for regular Gezbari Hagdash as well. Says Gemara Vayter, Amar Blazer, Af Pi Sheish Al Adam Gezbar Nemen B'Soch Beso Yotzer V'Yemne. Even if a person has a very trustworthy accountant in his house, Gizbar in charge of his tzedakah funds in his house, he should nevertheless bind the money and count it. He should still tie it up and count it. Right? It says Rashi, Yatzav Yimna Kesef Shu Moser B'Yado. Make sure you give him very clear amounts of money when you give it him. Va'af al pi she'eno ba'imo l'cheshbon l'achar mikan. Even though you're not going to cheshbon with him afterwards, where all of it went. So what's the point? Right, Rashi says, we're not going against the Gemara we just said. The Gemara we just said is that you can't go into a deep cheshbon with him afterwards. So what's the point of being Yatzar V'Yimna if you're not going to keep a cheshbon with him afterwards? So he quotes here in Biuri Adaf three different approaches. The Mi'iri writes, because if you don't count, then we're afraid you're going to be choshed the Gabbai Tzedakah. It's a way of just of making seeing to it that you're going to be able to trust him a little bit more. Now, at the end of the day, you're not going to have an exact cheshbon anyway. But at least when you count it at first, and he knows that you counted, and you see that you counted, so at least then you'll be in a position where you're less likely to be choshed him. And you, even though you're not allowed to keep cheshbon with him afterwards, you want to put yourself in a position where you're not going to be choshed him unnecessarily and violate the isser of not being dan hin l'kav z'chus, of being choshed b'ksherim. So that's why you dafka go out of your way to count it. Mashar writes that the reason is that it's more spiritual in nature, right? The mazikim, the Gemara in Chulin says that the mazikim, these negative spiritual forces, told Ravashi that they have no control. Al kol davar tsaru v'chasu madudu manui. That anything that's counted, anything that's definitive, anything that's numbered, they're unable to have any control over. It's only when things are a little bit unknown that they're able to do some sort of damage. So it's as a way of protecting yourself against spiritual forces, these negative spiritual forces. So that's a second possibility. The Ein Eliyahu he quotes here says that you count it, that in case the Gabayim themselves, even though they're not bound by this by a requirement to give a cheshbon, but very often the Gabayim themselves are going to want to be so above board, they're going to want to go lifnim yishur sadin, and they're going to want to give a cheshbon. So this way you'll aid them in being able to do that. If you have a clear amount of money that's coming into them, then they'll be able to keep a clear cheshbon of how much money is going out as well. So in case they want to be extra machmir themselves, so then they're going to be able to do that. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, Amarav Huna, Botkin the Mazonos Fein, Botkin the Ksus. You check into a person to see how needy he really is before you give him food, if he wants food. But if he's looking for clothing, you don't have to ask anything. Just give him clothing. You could trust that he needs if he's asking. Ibai Seim Akrav, Ibai Seim Asvara. Could be a pasuk that supports this, it could be a svara. Ibai Seim Asvara, the svara that might support this. Hai Kamavzi, Vahai Lo Kamavzi. If a guy's asking for clothing, he's already humiliating himself because he's coming in front of you in tattered clothing. So to have to go through that humiliation, you assume he wouldn't do that unless he really needed it. To ask for food, he doesn't have to be mevazeh himself, right? He doesn't look any different when he asks for food. Ibai Seim Akra, we have another pasuk. Halo Fros L'Rav Lachmecha, B'shin Ksiv, it's written with a shin. So it's not Fros, it's Perush, or Prosh. Prosh V'Hadar Havle, make sure it's you have a clear explanation. And then give it to him. Meaning when you're giving food, make sure you have a good explanation of why he doesn't have food and why he needs food, and make sure you understand very well that he does need food before you distribute any tzedakah funds of food. V'hasam ksiv kisira arum v'chasiso. But it says in regards to giving clothing, ki sira arum ki tira lialter, that as soon as you see him, right away, all you have to do is see that he needs clothing, don't ask a single question, just give it to him right away. But when it comes to food, you want to make sure. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says, not the opposite. Botkin l'ksus vein botkin l'mazonos. You check into if he needs clothing, you don't check into if he needs food. If he says he's hungry, you don't ask any questions. Ibai yisem asvar, v'ibai yisem akra. Again, you could say it as a svar, you could say it as a pasuk. Ibai yisem asvara, the svar would be, haikam etzarele, v'ailokam etzarele. Someone who's hungry is suffering, right? He's going through great tzar because he has these hunger pangs. But someone who doesn't have clothing isn't necessarily, doesn't have new clothing, is not necessarily suffering physically as much as the person who's hungry. And therefore, when it comes to clothing, you have time to verify whether he needs it or not. When it comes to the food, if he's suffering, you just got to give it to him right away. Ibai Yisei Makra, the pasuk would be, quotes the same pasuk, Hachak Siv Halo Fros L'Ra'av Lachmecha. Pros Li Alter. Pros sounds like just distribute. Give it to him. We're not explaining it as frosh, as first make sure that he needs it. No, pros, just distribute immediately. Ukde karinan, the way we read the pasuk, not the way it's written. Vasam ksiv kisira arim v'chasiso kishayiralach. And there it says, when it comes to clothing, that kisira, it's only when it becomes apparent to you that he in fact needs it, only then do you actually go and give it to him. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Yardei Reshnun Aleph, didn't we have a story with Rebbe before that people needed food? And he said, wait a second, did you learn? How much did you learn? Mishnah, Mikra? And he interviewed them before he gave them food. Isn't that against this halacha? That you're not supposed to interview them first? Someone says they need food, you just need food right away? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, you can't ask such a kasha, because like we discussed yesterday, there's no halacha that you don't give food to an Amaretz. If an Amaretz is starving, you give food to an Amaretz also. So the whole system that Rebbe set up is not really the halacha. Why was Rebbe allowed to set up such a system? Because the Gemara said it was shnei betzores. They didn't have enough food to give to everybody, so they had to prioritize. So they gave the Talmidei Chachamim at the expense of the Amaratzim. Had they given the Amaratzim, it would have been at the expense of Talmidei Chachamim. But under normal circumstances, where there's enough food to go around, you would give Amaratzim as well. And you wouldn't interview them. There would be no need to interview. You would just give to anyone who says that they need the food. So that's how the Aruch HaShulchan explains this is not a stira with what we said before from Rebbe. It's an interesting comment of the Mitzvah Eson over here. He says, Amar of Yerim Bokum Luzan, Zain Bokum Luxus, and Rabbi Yudah the opposite. He says, Lachora Shaycha Plutasim Beplukta de Rabbi Yudah Rabbanan Besota Ub Sanhedrin. There's the Machlokas Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanan in Sota Davches and Sanhedrin Dav Memhei, Ibiziona Adifa Utsar Adifa. Which is worse, suffering embarrassment or physical tsar? That's exactly this machlokas over here. Which one do you can we not stand the person having to live through for another moment? Someone's going through the bizyonis of coming to us in tattered clothing, the embarrassment, or someone's going through the tsar of actual pains of hunger? That same machlokas is the machlokas over here. That's one ha'ara. The other ha'ara, the Puras Yosef, in the back of the Gemara also says, this idea of botkul mazonos vein botkul ksus, ibai yisem akra, ibai yisem asvara, he says, it's interesting, haide maskel b'maide misayim svara ha'kamavzi, right, we said ibai yisem akra, ibai yisem asvara, and then we mentioned the svara first. Right, we say svara hakamavzi because they're embarrassed. Well, hiskil b'mashi hiskil kra halofrosh mishum de'ef shalom etetravayu tzricha de'lechora kasha kivin tika svara kra lamali. This is something we mentioned yesterday. Generally speaking, once you have a svara, the Gemara has an expression in several places. Right, once you have a svara kra lamali, why do I need a pasuk? So how can we say over here, Ibai Yisei Makra, Ibai Yisei Masvara, that we have both the Svara and a Pasuk and we're not bothered by it? So Tosus in Masech HaShavuos Daf Chav Beis deals with the issue and says that there are different types of Svara. There's a Svara that's Muchach and a Svara that's Lo Muchach, right? But so you have that answer. But he says, V'ef Shalomar Dehacha Misvara Lo Muchach Klal. Over here it could be the Svara alone wouldn't prove anything. Just because one of them goes through bizyonos and the other one doesn't, it could be that the halacha is still that you have to check into both of them. It doesn't show you, just because there's a chilik in svara, doesn't mean that that's going to lead to a chilik in din. It doesn't show you that for one of them you're going to check into and the other one you're not going to check into. Umikra ain't raya, and the pasuk itself is also not a raya. Dev shalom prosh b'shin, v'shalom prosh b'samach. because you could read it both ways. V'chein kisira could be read both ways. Yishlomer li'altar, yishlomer kishira. You could read it as give him clothing right away, or give him only when you've ascertained that he really needs it. Ela hachazinan. But from the fact that the Torah uses, the Psukim use, different Lashonos to describe how you distribute money and how you distribute clothing, must be that there's a different din. Now, once there's a different din, in which way is it going to go? Which way are we going to split the din? Are we going to be more lenient on the guy who needs clothing, or more lenient on the guy who needs money? Ah, so that's what we need a svara for. So over here, the reason we don't say lama likra svarahu, and we say no, it's a kra or a svara, kra and a svara, is because each one on its own couldn't stand alone. The pasuk alone wouldn't have been enough, and the svara alone wouldn't have been enough. We need the pasuk to show me the fact that the pasukim use different lashonos to show me that there's a chilik in din between clothing and food, and then the svara tells me how the chilik should work, in which direction the chilik should go. From the Paras Yosef, in order to answer the kasha of Tosas and Shmuas, why sometimes we say Ibai Yisei Makra, Ibai Yisei Masvara, and sometimes we say Lamalikra Svarahu. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Tanya Kavase Drav Yehuda. Amar Kasuni Botkin Achrav, Parnasuni Ain Botkin. We have a Bryce that says, Beferish Agribi. The guy says, give me clothing. We check into him. He says, give me food. We don't check into him. Just give him. Tanan Hasam, Ain Botkin, Ain Pochsin La Ani Ha Over Makom Makom, Mikikar Bapundion Mabrisin Besela. We don't give to an Ani who's traveling from one place to another anything less than Kikar Bapundion Arbisin Besela. Lon Nosin La Parnasus Lina. And if he's sleeping over, we give him what he needs to sleep. My Parnasus Lina, what does he need to sleep? Amar Papa, Poria Besadia. He needs a bed. He needs sheets. Shabbos Nelson Lo Mazon Shalosh Sudos. If he comes on Shabbos, you need to give him enough food for three meals. If he's someone who's not embarrassed to go around collecting from door to door, then we don't need to give him from the public funds because he'll manage on his own. But someone who's not able to do that, who can't bring himself to do that, then we need to give him from the public tzedakah funds. And if it's Shabbos, you give him three su'udos. Says Tosfos, Shabbos Nosla Mazan Shalosh Su'udos. When's he coming on Shabbos? Pirish b'Shabbos b'Tzarayim, Shabbos afternoon. Kiosin shtei su'udos shenasan lo etmol be'erev Shabbos. Achalel Shabbos v'Shabbos Shachris. The two sudos he gave him on Friday, he already ate Friday night and Shabbos day. V'shalos sudos shenosan lo b'Shabbos, the three sudos you give him today, yochal achas b'Shabbos sudos shlishis, v'achas motzai Shabbos m'lov malka, u'shlishis yishar lo l'machar, b'derech shalo yelich reikam, v'ein lahar. So he says, that's why he's going to need that third sudo, because we throw in an extra sudo on Shabbos. There's a third sudo on Shabbos. Fractosis of the Kashal Rashba, Namasaks Peo, Maisla Perkol Kisve, Mishiashla Mazon Ste Sudos Bebesolo Yitomenatamkoi, Vamaiha, Echad Yachel Miad Vechel Belaila, Vimkin Kiazel Reka Mazil. But wait a second, if we're not allowed to send the guy on the road going empty handed, then why does it say that you give a guy two sudos? Isn't he going to eat one tonight, one the next morning, and then, one right away, and one that night, and then by the next morning when he's on the road, he's going to be going empty handed? So he says, no, if it's Arak Fajj, the Mazon Ste Sudos to come behind. Below it means if he has one meal on him, so then you give him two more. However, says Tosos, we have a bigger kasha. Why do you give him three meals on Shabbos? Right, the halacha is if a guy has 14 meals worth on him, he's not allowed to collect tzedakah funds. 14 meals, why? Because that's a week's worth of food. But wait a second. If Shabbos you need three, so shouldn't he need 15 meals? So Tosfos says a chiddush. He says v'nir l'Rashba to b'shvil suda Shabbos ein lo lahaschil v'litol, avol b'shekvar tzorich litol notel gam l'suda Shabbos. Look. For Suda Shabbos, you're not going to, for that extra Suda of Shabbos, if that's all he needs, that's not a reason to make a guy who wouldn't otherwise collect from tzedakah funds now be able to collect from tzedakah funds. But if someone who anyway needs to collect from tzedakah funds, he only has eight meals for the coming week, he has nothing for Shabbos, then the tzedakah funds are going to provide him with the Suda Shabbos, right? This is what we say, Ashe Shabbat Chachol, Val Tetzarech Librios. You'd rather make your Shabbos into a weekday and have only two meals on Shabbos than to be in a position where you have to ask people for money. But once you're already asking, so then they have to provide you with three sudas for Shabbos. A certain ani was going around collecting, and he went to Rav Papa. Lomas dakakle, Rav Papa didn't give him anything. Amleir Rav Sambre, Rav Yiva, Rav Papa. Rav Sambre, Rav Yiva said to Rav Papa, Imar lomas dakakle, Ina shachrina lomas dakakle. If you don't give him anything, no one else is going to give him anything either. Lemos, what, you want him to die? So Amalei Vatanyim Hayani Maxel Psachim in his Kagalo. He said, but it's enough in a brisa that if he's not embarrassed to go asking door to door, I don't have to give him. So Amalei Ainus Kagalal Matanim Rubel, not Kagalal Matanim Muetas. No. If you don't give him at least a little bit of a check, then everyone's going to say there must be a reason Rav Papa didn't give him, and he's not going to get anything. So you don't have to give him everything he needs, but give him something so that people will see that this is someone you can give to. Amravasi, the olam al yimna adamatzva milase shlishus hashekel b'shana. Person should always give at least a shlishus hashekel a year. Shnemar v'amanu alein mitzvos laseis alein shlishus hashekel b'shana lavod espes alkeinu. Fine. Amravasi, shkula tzedaka keneged kol mitzvos. Tzedaka is equivalent to all the mitzvos. Shnemar v'amanu alein mitzvos. Mitzvah in ksiv kan el mitzvos. It doesn't say mitzvah, it says mitzvos. See that tzedaka is like all the mitzvos. Says the Poros Yosef. Really? Is that what you see? When you see the word mitzvos, does that mean all the mitzvos? What does mitzvos mean? Right? Whenever we have a plural, we have a rule that a miyud of a plural is always shnayim, that it's always a minimum of two. Saruchin says the Poros Yosef, Dilma ina shkula ela keneged shtei mitzvos, avlo keneged kol mitzvos. Maybe it just means it's keneged two mitzvos, not all the mitzvos. Ve'ein lomar to keep it the ksiv stam mitzvos, mashma keneged kulan. You can't say no, the word mitzvos implies everything. Tamrin b'shvus, the Gemara in Shvus Daf Chav Tes says, v'leim elu kimu mitzvah chada, mitzvah kimu mitzvos tarti, hari deblash mitzvos lo mashma latarti. The Gemara in Shvus darshens the word mitzvos and says mitzvos implies two. It doesn't imply everything. So says the Paras Yosef, ev shalomar de liolam b'lashon mitzvos mashma stama kala mitzvos, kukushis hamakshon sham. Really, mitzvos usually means everything. El de Gemara kamar de mikal makom yichashu believim tarti mitzvos lo nikra soser devarav. It's just that if a person uses the word mitzvos and he intends it to mean two mitzvos, not all the mitzvos, so he didn't say anything that's a lie, because mitzvos can also mean two. But min hastam mitzvos means everything, and the raya is from this Gemara that min hastam mitzvos means everything. The Gemara in Shavuos is just saying that you're not considered to have been inaccurate if you use the word mitzvos to describe two mitzvos. But min hastam we would assume mitzvos means all mitzvos. Amar Blazer gadol ma'asa yosem min ha'osa, the one who causes others to give is greater than the one who actually gives. Shemar vayimasa tzedakah shalom avodas tzedakah hashkid vavetach ad olam. Zacha lo pros l'rav lachmecha. And if you're zacha, so then you're going to end up giving your money to poor people who really need it. Lo zacha, if you're not zacha, vanim rudim tavivayis, then bad people are going to come and take your money from you. Right? Rashi says, anim rudim zumem shalas romish, etzvakas tam rahavu havu shanu tzrichin. You're going to end up giving your money's going to be, you're going to have a certain amount of money each year anyway. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines you're going to have a certain amount of money for yourself each year anyway. If you're zocha, if you do the right thing, the money that's not going to be kept in your house is going to go to aniyim, and you at least get mitzvahs out of it. If you don't do the right thing and you don't give it to tzedakah, then you're going to lose it some other way, and you're not going to end up with any mitzvahs for it. Why is it gadol ma'asa yosmin osa, the one who causes tzedakah to be given, greater than the one who actually gives the tzedakah? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out, l'fisha toreach v'sovel el bonos min hanigavim al yado, v'tzar degufa b'ziono kavadlei le'inish lispel mimone. The guy who has to go around collecting suffers all sorts of embarrassments. People are mevazim and everything else, and that's why it's much greater than the person who actually gives. He just gets covered for giving. The guy who suffers all the embarrassments of asking and being in charge of the tzedakah funds, he's the one that's going to get greater schar for that because of the greater suffering that's involved. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amruluhu Rav Elu B'nei Mechuzah B'matus Minaychu Osu Ba'di Adadi Keich Lavi L'chusham B'malchusa. Rav used to tell the people in Malchus, I beg of you, take care of each other. In this way, there's going to be shalom in the Malchus. It used to be when the Beis HaMikdash was around, you'd go give your machtsa shekel and you'd get your kapara. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, look, if we give tzedakah, we're in good shape. And if we don't, the Avdei Chavim are going to come and take it forcefully. And still, it's going to be considered tzedakah. Amrava, Haimilsi Shreili Ula. He says a certain child told me, Ula over here is not Ula the Amora, rather it's a child. It's a reference to a child. A certain child told me, Mishagish Ar Chasidime, a child who totally humiliated his mother. Mishmed Rab Lazar, the name of Rab Lazar. Maidich Siv, Ayil Bash Tzedakah Kishiryon, that you should wear Tzedakah like a coat. Lomer L'chad Mashiryon, Zekal Klipa, Klipa Mitzrefel Shirin Gadol, just like a coat, each stitch of fabric combines to make one big beautiful coat. After Tzedakah, Kol Pruto, Pruto Mitzrefel Shirin Gadol. So too by Tzedakah, you shouldn't think that if I'm only giving a little bit, so it doesn't really matter. No, every, you know, they always say, every little bit counts. So that comes from the Gemara. Every little bit counts. It adds up after a while. Right? Why do you think these stock organizations have pushkas in all the stores? Because each guy who gets a nickel and a penny and a quarter and just drops it into the, you know, the red at solid stocker box or whatever it is that's by the store. So I'm sure they make some money. It counts. It adds up to something when you have the little bit of the pushkas all over the place. Every little bit counts, a person should realize. Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha, Uke Beged Eidim Kolzit Kosenu, Ma Beged Zeh, Kol Nima V'Nima Mitzrefes Beged Gadol, just like a Beged, each and every strand combines to make one Beged Gadol, Av Tzedakah Kol Pruto, Pruto Mitzrefes Chashmu Gadol, So Tu Tzedakah, again, every little bit counts. So, my Kar Layula Meshagish Archasidime, why did he refer to this guy as the kid who totally humiliated and debased his mother? So there's a story behind it, obviously. So the story goes as follows. Rav Achtavi Barami asked Rav Sheshes the following. How do we know that a mitzora during the 7 days between the Taras HaTziporim and the bringing of his karbanos, how do we know that he's still metame a person during that period? So Amar Lo, well, if he's metame begadim, and we know he's metame begadim during that period, so because it says b'yom hashvi v'chibes begadav, so he cleans his clothing on the seventh day, meaning he's still metame begadim during that time period, so he's going to be metame adam as well during that time period. No, how do you know? So maybe the begadim are considered part of him because he's wearing them. That's why he's mitame da'hisit nevela the mitame begadim ve'na mitame adam. Someone who's moved a nevela, right, without touching it even. If you move a nevela, is mitame begadim, but is not mitame adam, because after all, the begadim are mechubar, the part of his body. So amalei ve'la sheretz de mitame adam inalan. He says, well, how do you know a sheretz is metame adam? Lav mishum de metame begadim. Isn't it because he's metame begadim? So don't you see that anything that's metame begadim is metame adam? You may be wondering, what does this conversation have to do with tzedakah? Absolutely nothing. It's just that as a result of this conversation, we're going to see why this guy was called Ula Meshagish Ar Chasidi Ime. So Amar Leih Sheretz Behed Yaksiv Beit says Beferish Bei Sheretz Oish Asher Yiga Bekol Sheretz, that it's Metame Adam. El Shikva Zer De Metame Adam Inalan. So he says, yeah, but how do you know Shikva Zer is Metame Adam? Lav Mishum Dalav Metame Begadim Metame Adam. Isn't it because since it's Metame Begadim, it's Metame Adam as well? Amar Leih Shikva Zer Nami Behed Yaksiv Beit says Beshikva Zer also Beferish. Oish L'Rabbos Asanogea says Oish, and that comes to tell you that it's metame adam as well. Ahadale b'bdichusa. So he responded to him in a joking manner. So this conversation was going on, and he responded to Rav Sheshes, Rav Achtavi Barami, responded to Rav Sheshes in a joking manner. Cholish daiti Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes got very upset. So ishtik Rav Achtavi Barami, because Rav Sheshes got upset as a result of Rav Achtavi Barami's way of speaking to him, Rav Achtavi Barami became mute. V'isyaka talmudein, he forgot all of his learning. Unbelievable. So Asya Ime Vikabacha Kame. So his mother came and started to cry to Rav Sheshes. Whose mother? So says Rashi, Rav Sheshes' mother. Says Tosfos, no. Pirish Rav Tahinu Ime Rav Achtavoy, Rav Achtavoy's mother. We'll see why each one says what they say. It's logical to say Rav Achtavoy's mother, right? Because he was the one that was suffering. So Rav Achtavoy's mother, Nebuch, she saw her son suffering, so she came to Rav Sheshes to beg, to be mispalel that he should have a refuah. Why does Rashi say Rav Sheshes' mother? We'll see in a second. Savchat Savcha Vlashkachba, the mother was sitting there crying to Rav Sheshes, and he didn't listen. Amrele, she said, Chazila Hani Chadi Dematzis Minayu. She said, look at these breasts that you suckled from. Bay Rachmi Alevi Itzi. And when he saw that she humiliated herself in that way, that she was bringing up to him the breasts that he suckled from, and she totally humiliated herself, then he finally davened from him and he got better. Now you see why Rashi says it was Rav Sheshes' mother. Because otherwise it doesn't make sense. He suckled from his mother, he nursed from his mother, he didn't nurse from somebody else. Tell says, no, he nursed from somebody else. She was his menekes. She was his nursemaid when he was a little boy, when he was a baby. So the asana laminalan. So that's why you see, by the way, he's called the one who's Mevaz's mother, who caused his mother to go through such terrible busha, such terrible embarrassment. But says Gemara, Da'asala Allah minalan. Once we're on the topic of conversation, what was the answer to the kasha? How do we know Taka that Mitzar Mesi Puro is Metame Adam? It says Kibbutz Begadim both in Mesi Puro and Yimei Chaluto. Mala Lan Metame Adam, Afkar Metame Adam. So we connect the two. Just like Yimei Chaluto is Metame Adam, so too Yimei Puro is Metame Adam. That's the real answer. Amar Blazer, Gadol back to Tzedakah. Gadol also Tzedakah Beseser Yosem Moshe Rabbeinu. Someone who gives Tzedakah Beseser is even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu it says that I was terrified because of af v'chema. Someone who gives tzedakah privately is going to be able to overcome the af, the anger, the heavenly anger. So Tosfos points out, Golan Moshe Rabbeinu pirush Yosef. It doesn't mean he's greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. That would be apikorsis. Right, if you say he's greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the Yud Gimel Ikari HaEmuna is that lo kam Navi b'Yisrael k'Moshe, or that there's not going to be another Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't mean he's gadol Moshe Rabbeinu in Nevius. It means gadol Moshe Rabbeinu in the ability to withhold God's anger. That's all it means. Upligad Rabbi Yitzchak says in Gemara Vayta Dam Rabbi Yitzchak Af kofa, chema eno kofa, that he's able to pacify the af, someone who gives tzedakah b'seser, but he's not able to pacify chema. Shnamar v'shocha b'chik chema aza. Afal pi shashocha b'chik chema aza. Even though he's got that bribe of having given tzedakah, still the chema is very strong. Ikadam Rebbe Yitzchak called Dain Shenotel Shochad, maybe Chema Azaliolim. Others understand the pasuk, referring to any judge who takes a bribe brings a horrible wrath into this world. Shenamar Veshochad Bechik Vigomer. Mam Rebbe Yitzchak, Kolanosim Prutalani Mizbarak Beshesh Brachos. Anyone who gives tzedakah to a poor person is going to be zochet to six brachos. If I'm mefaisim with dvarim, it's barach miral of brachos. And anyone who's mefaisim with words is going to be zochet to 11 brachos. Hanosin pruta la'anim is barach b'sheish brachos tuchsiv halof fros va'anim rudim tavi bayis ki terar v'gomer. And the pasuk lists off six brachos. If I'm mefaisim with dvarim, it's barach b'achasas rei brachos. And the one who speaks nicely to him gets 11 additional brachos. Shenemar, because again we have a pasuk that says v'safek l'ra'iv nafshecha v'nefesh na'na tasbia v'zarech b'choshech harecha v'afiloscha katzarayim, and it goes on to say v'nacha Hashem tamid v'sbia b'tzachtochus nafshecha, and then it goes on to say v'anu mimcha charvasol amoste dar dar tekomeim, and etc. So it goes on to say a list of 11 brachos for someone who gives divrei nechumen to the person who needs tzedakah. V'am Rav Yitzchak, Ma'iduch Siv, Rodev Tzedakah V'chesed, Yimtzah Chaim Tzedakah V'chavod. What does the pasuk mean when it says Rodev Tzedakah V'chesed is going to find Chaim Tzedakah V'chavod? Mishum de Rodev Tzedakah, Yimtzah Tzedakah? Is that a bracha? Because a guy goes and does tzedakah, he's going to find tzedakah for himself? If you're constantly trying to give tzedakah, Hashem Baruch Hu is going to give you enough money that you'll be able to give tzedakah. And he says, no, Hashem Baruch Hu is going to give you poor people who actually need the money so that your schar for giving the tzedakah will actually be much greater because you're giving to people who really need. As opposed to what? What's that pasuk referring to? Amr Yirmiel Fnekelosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shalom Afil B'Shah Shekofen Es Yitzran Umevakshen Lasa Tzedakah Lefnecha. When Yirmiel wanted to give a curse, he said, even at a time where they're able to overcome the Yetzer Hara and they want to give tzedakah, you know what the greatest curse is? Hichshilam B'Vnei Adam Shenemu Ganin Kadesh Lo Yikablu Alein Schar. Give them people to give tzedakah to who don't really need it, who are charlatans, and that way they're not going to be able to get the same schar. So it's a great bracha that when a person gives tzedakah to happen to be able to give to the right people and not to give to the wrong people. A person should never say, ah, I'm giving tzedakah, how do I know who's good and who's not? Why should I look into it? Why should I look into where my tzedakah money is going? No, there's a big difference in the schar when you give to somebody who really needs and you give to somebody that doesn't really need. It's not just the cheshbon of what you give, it's who you give it to also. Okay, we'll continue with the tzedakah sugyos tomorrow.